Welcome back to today's Lele Radio Sports Page. I'm Tyler Crabb, and on Wednesday, the Little Hawkeye Conference Girls Tennis Tournament was held at Penley Christian, and I caught up with some of our individual champions and our overall team champion following the matches on Wednesday. We start with Macy Larseth and Lauren Danielson of Indianola, who won the Flight 2 doubles bracket.
We're caught up with the Flight 2 doubles champions. I'll have you guys introduce yourselves with name and year.
Lauren Danielson, I'm a senior.
Macy Larseth, I'm also a senior.
And the doubles champions here in Flight 2 from Indianola. First off, what does it mean to be crowned the Little Hawkeye Conference champions here in Flight 2 doubles?
Oh, it's definitely a great feeling, and I'm just overall grateful to have such a good team and a good partner and coaches behind me.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. Our support system definitely helped us out there. Being able to look in the crowd and see all of our families watching and cheering us on was great.
All right, and I got to ask this too, if it's a Warren County thing or what, but I know last year you guys tied with Norwalk in the team standings. This year also tying with Norwalk. Last year was for second, this year for third. What is it about the competition here in the conference that's allowed for two ties, especially among our two Warren County schools?
I don't know. It seems to keep happening. I think the like so-called rivalry we have going just continues, and I think it's going to.
Yeah. They're just a great team, and we just obviously have a rivalry, like Lauren said. So when we play them, we both really want to win, and it just keeps us tying, I guess.
Hey, fair enough. And too, I mean, there's a lot of good teams. I know we talked about Norwalk kind of specifically there, but a lot of good teams in this field, whether that be, you know, Flight 1, Flight 2, singles or doubles. And to be able to walk away with that top spot, how much sweeter does that make it knowing that this is such a hard conference to navigate to pick up these types of wins?
Oh, it's definitely a great feeling, especially this is both of our first champion things, and it's just overall a great feeling and going to celebrate with ice cream. Yep, excited for the ice cream, but also it's a great feeling because watching our ones double play Pella and have such a great match kind of just motivated us to have a even better match and go out strong and play Pella again, so I'm just glad that we won.
All right, now you guys get ready for regionals at Norwalk 2, and being able to grab this win, how much momentum does that give you going into regionals, and how do you use this as kind of that driving force to be able to perform well at regionals coming up on Monday?
It's definitely a big motivation and, like, helping with our chemistry, and we know what works, and just throughout the season we've built what, like, strategy and who does what, so now we kind of have it more solidified to use that to go into it.
Yeah, also playing great competition every day in practice. We get to play our ones doubles, who's also going as a doubles team, so that's great for both of us. And we also just got to play Pella's two doubles, which they're very good, and so being able to keep playing good competition will help us prepare for both individual regionals and team regionals.
Once again, that was our conversation with Indianola's Macy Larseth and Lauren Danielson after winning the Flight 2 doubles bracket at the Little Hawkeye Conference Girls Tennis Tournament on Wednesday. We continue our conversations with Pella's duo of Claire Smuck and Abby Heatbrink, who took home the title in the Flight 1 doubles bracket.
Continue our coverage of the Little Hawkeye Conference Girls Tennis Tournament. We're catching up now with our Flight 1 doubles champions from Penga High School. I'll have them introduce themselves with names and years.
Claire Smock, senior. Abby Heapring, junior.
And Claire, first off, starting off, just another Little Hawkeye Conference title. What does it mean to you to pick that up and to be able to help the Dutch to a second place finisher today?
Yeah, it means a lot coming in with like a newer team this year. Just knowing that we're capable of finishing high and finishing like second. We should have been first, but second.
Abby, same question. What does it mean to be able to pick up an individual doubles conference title and be able to help the Dutch finish second here in the league tournament?
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome. I'm very grateful for my team, and it's super fun to play with Claire. So, yeah, it was a lot of fun.
And Claire, you mentioned it, kind of a newer team as a senior dual sport athlete here too. I know that that's been kind of a trick this spring for you, but how have you kind of taken on that leadership role this year and tried to help lead the girls to the best finish possible, not only just at the conference, but as you get ready for the regional meet coming up here on Monday?
Mm-hmm. I've just kind of been trying to empower my teammates, and all the seniors last year just really showed me how to lead by example, so I've kind of been trying to exemplify them on the team and just lift everybody up because everybody's new to the sport, so yeah.
And Abby, moving into the number two spot in singles play, number one in doubles, and being able to take this title, what's kind of been your the way you would describe your experience of kind of stepping into new roles this year for the Dutch?
Yeah, I've just really enjoyed it. So singles obviously is new for me. I didn't play last year, but it's been going really well. And I worked hard in the off season, and it's just been, yeah, it's been really fun. Had a lot of joy, and I really enjoy playing with Claire. So.
And now you guys get ready for regionals, and I know that even though you had a good day of tennis here on Eagle Lane for the Little Hawkeye Conference Tournament, weren't satisfied being able to take second. I know that with regionals starting on Monday, what's going to take to kind of flip the script, feel better about it going into postseason action, and be able to come away with those top spots that you guys are wanting to?
Yeah, coach has already told us we're going to drill hard the next two practices, possibly get some more time in this weekend, some more net play. But I don't know, just being confident and knowing and being confident in our skills and knowing what we're capable of.
Yeah, we'll just have to work hard over the next couple of days, but then also just like mentally be ready.
Guys, appreciate the time. Congratulations on winning the Flight 1 doubles bracket and taking home a Little Hawkeye Conference championship.
Thank you.
Once again, that was our conversation with Pellet's Claire Smock and Abby Heatbrink after they won the Flight 1 doubles bracket at the Little Hawkeye Conference Girls Tennis Tournament on Wednesday. We continue our conversations about the Little Hawkeye Conference Girls Tennis Tournament with Pellet Christian, who took home the team title and brought home one individual champion with Ava Breams in Flight 2 singles.
Continuing our coverage of the 2025 Little Hawkeye Conference Girls Tennis Tournament, we're catching up with the team champions from Pellet Christian High School. I'll have them introduce themselves with names and years.
I'm Ava Breams, and I'm a junior.
I'm Renee Van Wyk, and I'm a senior.
I'm Kate Brofar, I'm a junior.
I'm Reagan DeVries, and I'm a senior.
I'm Lexi Brandehorst, and I'm a sophomore.
I'm Addie Van Arendonk, and I'm a junior.
All right, we're going to start with Ava. Ava, you had the match that put it over the edge today for the Eagles, able to get the Flight 2 singles championship to secure the team title. First off, what did it mean to you to be able to claim the singles flight and then find out that it also clinched the overall team title for Pellet Christian?
Yeah, it meant a lot. It was really fun playing out there. It was very stressful, a lot of relief knowing that all the hard work we put in this season has paid off.
And Kate and Renee, you were part of the scoring that was indicative of you guys winning the title. We'll start off by just what it meant to you to be able to hang tough against some really good opponents there in that Flight 2 doubles bracket and be able to help the Eagles bring home a team title.
Yeah, it was super fun, super close. I think we just tried our best to just get every point we could and stick with it so that we could, yeah, just secure that victory even more.
Yes, I agree. It was just important to work hard and every point mattered, so that was super awesome.
And Reagan, I know that the runner-up finish wasn't what you were hoping for in the singles flight today, but overall, a really strong finish, and those points still mattered in bringing home that team title. So what is that feeling like to be able to contribute to bringing home a Little Hawkeye Conference championship to Eagle Lane?
Yeah, I mean, if you would have told me when I started freshman year tennis that I would be placing senior year at Flight 1 singles for conference, I would not have believed you. So this feels great either way. I'm happy with first or second, and I'm really happy for our team as well that we were able to achieve the win.
Very neat. And Lexi and Addie, a very strong day for the Eagles, being able to secure that Little Hawkeye Conference title. What's that mean to you guys to just be able to bring that back to Eagle Lane and be the kings and queens of the Little Hawkeye Conference Girls Tennis Tournament?
Yeah, it was really exciting. We had a good season leading up to this, playing doubles together, and so I think it was really exciting to have that work paid off today and be able to get the Little Hawkeye Conference win.
I thought it was a great day. I think me and Lexi, we grew a lot, not only like bonding together, and like, because that's very important when you're playing doubles, is like getting along with your doubles partner. But also, I think we grew a lot just in our skills, and that ultimately is like every point mattered, and that got us to the win. So not just us, but like everyone. So good job, guys.
When we talk about a regionals coming up on Monday, what's it going to take to be able to get the job done on Monday to set your guys up for the best postseason possible?
Yeah, I think it'll take a lot of focus, a lot of determination. Keep working hard. Every point matters, so not giving up on every ball.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like it's important to stay, have a lot of perseverance, and just be confident in every ball that we hit.
Yeah, if we just lock in and stay focused, we got it.
I'm excited about our region, excited to come out strong on Monday, and I think we'll do great as a team.
Yeah, just stay focused and just try our best.
Yeah, I think we'll do great on Monday with our individuals, and then that will ultimately lead us into a better team state qualifying or whatever.
Fair enough. Girls, congratulations on winning the Little Hawkeye Conference Championship, and best of luck on Monday as you begin regional play.
Thank you.
Absolutely. That was your Little Hawkeye Conference Champion, Pendleton Christian Girls Tennis Team, here on today's Lately Radio Sports Page.
Once again, that was our conversation with the Pendleton Christian Girls Tennis Team after winning the team title at the Little Hawkeye Conference Girls Tennis Tournament on Wednesday, and our conversations with Indianola's and Pella's individual champions here on today's Lately Radio Sports Page.